Blog Talk Radio.
I would like to say hello to everyone in my audience tonight, out there in the radio audience. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel, and I am your host, Elisha Bach. I first like to thank God for giving me this chance to express myself about our children. I really feel that this is a very, very important radio channel because we need to try to figure out what we can do to help our children. This is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Guest call in number 515-605-9790. If you, any parents out there, any people out there, anybody out there that would like to join me on this radio channel to discuss our children, discuss what they're going through, discuss the situations that they are in. So much is going on with our young people and our young adults today, and no one is standing up and saying anything. You don't have no pastors. You don't have no ministers. You don't have no mentors. You have absolutely no one that I can identify with, that's talking for children, that's standing up speaking for our young people today. Our kids are in trouble. They need someone to stand up and speak on their behalf because they've been silent. They've been silent by the parents. They've been silent by the school. They've been silent by everyone. They're going through so much pain and so much depression. So this is Talk for Kids Radio Channel. I invite everyone to call in. The guest call-in number again is 515-605-9790. Please join me tonight and let's talk about our young people. Let's make this radio channel for our young people tonight. I set it up because, number one, I've been a young person myself, and I went through a lot of things as a young person growing up. No support, no backup, no love, no help, no nothing. I had to go through all that I went through all alone. So I just felt a need. I just feel a passion and a desire to do something to help young people and young kids today. I just have a strong passion about this Talk for Kids radio channel. So many of our children are not here today. They've been shot down through gun violence, mass shootings in school, getting shot down, just sitting in their living room watching television. So many things today are happening to young people. And no one wants to say anything. No one. So this is why I created this radio channel, to be a voice for kids, to be a voice for young people, to stand up for young people, to stand up for them and let them know that there is an adult, there is someone in this world that loves you and care enough about you to bring forth all your issues, all your depression, everything that you're going through. This radio channel will bring it forth. And we're not going to hold nothing back. We're not going to hold nothing back. Nothing. Nothing. So what is the topic in this discussion tonight on Talk for Kids radio channel? What will our kids do without direction? They are in trouble. What, people, what will our kids do? What have they already done? What are they doing today? You have a lot of them turning to homosexuals, lesbians, drugs, gangs, prostitution. So much they are turning to today. They being molested, abused, mental, physical, emotion, all kind of ways you can think about. They are going through a lot of stuff. And all you adults want to do, all y'all want to do is stick them up in a school. You want to stick them up in a school. You want to stick them up in a church. And none of those things are helping the young people today. It didn't help me. It didn't help my mama. It didn't help my daddy. It didn't help my kids. It's helping no one. I don't care how much degrees they get, how much you tell them, oh, you got to go to school and finish. This is not what the young, what they want. They need support. They need somebody to love them. They need somebody to hug them. They need somebody to tell them that they are important in this life. They need someone shoulder to cry on, someone to make them feel like they are alive, because a lot of 80% of our young people today, they feel like they dead, like they not even alive, that they don't even exist, because they've been pushed so far back. They've been pushed so far back by society, by you parents overlooking them. Overlooking them, overlooking how they feel. You adults, overlooking what they want to talk about, overlooking what they want to say. All you want them to do is what you want them to do. And that's what's depressing the children. It's not all about you, parent. It's not all about you, dad. It's not all about you, mom. It's not all about you, auntie. It's not all about you, uncle. It's about the young people. It's about the children. They are people. They have a voice. They have feelings. They have desires. They have things that they want to express. But because we don't have time, we don't feel that what they have to say is important. All we want them to do is go to school, get a degree, get your education, finish school. But what? What is it going to do? When they go to school, they've been bullied. They've been talked about. They've been rejected. They've been criticized. All kind of things are happening in the buildings that y'all call schools. All kind of things. I know, because I used to be young. I went through a lot of the things that the young people are going through right now today in so-called schools. They ain't nothing but another form of a jailhouse, to be honest. It's just another form, to be honest. When you stick your child up in school every day, they feel so isolated. They're not happy. That's why a lot of them commit suicide. You don't know why. Why? Because you just stuck them up in school. You didn't have time to talk. Ain't nobody going to talk to them in school. The teacher don't care nothing about them. All the teacher wants them to do is do whatever she tells them to do while they are there in her presence. The child is not important. If she's not important, he's not important. So, yes, again, this must be talked about. Talk for Kids Radio Channel, 605-9790, area code 515. What would our kids do without the rest? Kill each other, hurt each other, end up in prison at 8 and 7, 9, 10, 12 years old, life in prison without parole because they done killed their daddy. Or they don't chop their grandma head off. Or they don't stab their mama 80 times. Or they don't shot their daddy. Or they don't kill everybody in their house. Yes, that's what's going on. That's what's going on. The jails are running over with our children, running over. Mental institutions running over with our children, running over, running over. Shh, don't talk about it. Let's just pray about it. We don't want to discuss that. That's not a good thing to discuss. You mean to tell me it's not a good thing to discuss when a child is thinking about killing themselves and committing suicide? And telling, coming to you, Mom, I don't feel good, Daddy. I don't feel good today. I don't want to go to school. Why they don't want to go to school? Because the people at the school, the children at the school, going to bully them. Going to make them feel bad, but you send them anyway. Yes, you are guilty, parent. You are guilty. Whether you want to admit it or talk about it or not, you are guilty. You are guilty for sending that child to school when she or he came to you so many times talking to you, telling you, no, I don't want to go to school. I don't like them kids. I don't like those kids. I don't like that school. I don't like that teacher. I don't like nothing in that school. Please don't send me to school. But you force them anyway. And then when they hang themselves in a closet somewhere or get a gun and hurt themselves or do something to them or go out and kill somebody with a mass shooting, then you want to, oh, my little boo-boo, my little tutu and my little ba-ba nim and boo-boo nim, oh, they gone now. Oh, then you want to get flowers and put teddy bears all around and everywhere. No, don't do that now, parent. Don't do that now. Don't do that now. You failed your children. You failed in all the young people in this society because all you people care about is yourself. You selfish. You only care about yourself. You only care what you can do. You only care what you can feel. And all you dads, y'all are terrible men. Terrible men. Terrible men, terrible women, all of y'all people. 85% of black children don't even have a dad living in their household. And the dad that do live in the household with them, he don't care nothing about the child. All he care about is what he want to do. Oh, go to school, go to school, go to school. That's all you hear. Get an education, get an education, get an education. Yeah, for what? So they can go work some white man job like you worked all your life and ain't got nothing? Yes. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. 515-605-9790. What will our kids do without direction? They are in trouble. They are in serious trouble. Believe what I am telling you. Could you please let her in, Mimi? Excuse me, people. Could you let Mimi in? Give me a minute. Mass shootings all over America, mass shootings, you got young men, 16 years old, 18 years old, 19 years old, 20 years old, mass shooting. Going up to shoot up the whole school. Why is they doing that? Why is they doing that? Why? because they hate school. And they can remember when they was young kid, when they was forced to go to school. And when they went to school, they got bullied. They got mistreated. They got talked about like a dog. They got slapped upside the head. The teacher was mean to them. When they went home, everybody at home was mean to them. They didn't have no support at the house. They didn't have no love at their house. They had absolutely nothing growing up as a child. Absolutely nothing. No support at all. Yes, you want to blame it on mental health and mental illness and, yeah, gangs and drugs. Yes, you want to blame it on all of that. But there is a reason for everything in this world and in this earth. You people need to analyze things. You need to analyze, parent. Analyze. What is it that you didn't give little Johnny? What is it that you didn't give Bob? What is it that you didn't give Mary? What is it that you didn't give Tanisha and Boo Boo and Kaya and all of them? What is it that you didn't give them that they feel like they got to take a gun and go into school or go in a building or go in a grocery store or go in a mall or go anywhere and shoot it up and kill anybody in sight? What is it that you didn't do for your child to cause them to do this? Yes, it's your fault. Yes, it's your fault. I'm here to point the finger tonight. I'm here to point the finger to the parent, to the foster parent, the regular parent, the grandparent, the daddy. It don't matter who you are. It doesn't matter who you are. Yes, I'm pointing the finger. Mass shootings. All y'all can do is just cry, come to, oh, let's have a prayer and light a candle and this is what y'all do. Light a candle and, we're going to put a teddy bear all around the school and we're going to pile it up with all kind of notes and we're going to pile it up with all kind of letters. And yeah, well, why didn't you do that when they was living? Why didn't you give them that attention? Why wait till they die? Why wait? Yes, they got problems. Yes, they got problems. They hate school. That's the number one thing that a child hates. And y'all never, parents, you never figured it out why your children hate school. You never tried to figure it out. You never tried to understand why your child just don't want to go to school. They hate the place. Most children hate the place. I didn't say all. I say most. Most is good enough for me to make Talk for Kids radio channel. Drugs. Gangs. Yes, they get on drugs. Gangs. Mental illness. Depression. Anxiety, bipolar, suicide, mental and physical abuse, child neglect. Oh, we'll just send them to church. We'll send them to church and we'll send them to school. We'll send them to church. We'll send them to school. We'll send them to church. We'll send them to school. That's all you parents ever did for your children. Send them to church. Send them to school. They hate church. Again, most. And they hate school. Most. Church ain't never helped me. Let me say it again. I was raised up in Sunday school. Yes, my mama sent me to Sunday school. Every Sunday, the church bus picked me up. While I walked down a country dirt road going to a white little church. every son. Miserable, sad, lonely, depressed, rejected, tore up all the way up in my life as a child. What did the pastor do for me? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. What did the church mother do for me? Absolutely nothing. What did the church members do for a little girl that had been through all kind of abuse, sexual, mental, physical, everything you want to name? Bullied in school, hated school, hated school. I'm really surprised that I survived it, people. I'm surprised that I survived that wicked, evil place called school. Yes, evil. It's a wicked place. It's a place where they hurt children. They hurt kids on purpose. Yes. What my teacher do? Nothing. What my pastor do in church? Nothing. And again, you're not doing nothing today, and you didn't do nothing then. Talk for Kids Radio Channel. Who would be the first to call in tonight? 515-605-9790. Guest call-in number. What would our kids do? You see what they're doing. They turn into homosexuals. They turn into pedophiles. To try to feel some kind of support, to try to feel some kind of love, to try to feel some kind of acceptance. They turn into lesbians. They can't get no love from their mom. They can't get no love from their dad. They can't get no love from their brothers and sisters. What will our kids do without direction? They're going to hurt themselves, and they're going to hurt people around them. It's just going to get worse for people. Parents, it's just going to get worse. Do you really think that things are going to get better? When I'm reading on the news every day that a 17-year-old stabbed his mama 80 times to death and then cut her throat, a 17-year-old, 18-year-old, you think things going to get better? When I'm reading on the news, and I know a lot of y'all don't want to read the news. Oh, I can't read the news. Oh, it's just too depressing. Yeah, because you don't want to face reality. You don't want to face reality, and you don't want to face life, and you don't want to face the fact. What is going on with our young people today? When you read the news and they don't surround a little boy 14 years old on his way home from school and beat him to death for no reason. When you read on the news, parents, that the little girl was walking down the street and some little girl just came up behind her and knocked her down. You don't want to read the news because the news is telling us what is really going on around us. No, you're too busy in church loving Jesus. Yeah. No, my mama was too busy being an alcoholic, drinking, partying, having sex. She was too busy doing that. She didn't have time to raise me. I had to raise my own self, just like so many children today are raising their own self. Why? You too busy. I got to go to church. I got to go to work. I ain't got time. I got to do this. I got to do that. And the little girl sitting at home and the little boy is in front of the Xbox playing the Xbox 24-hour, isolated in their room, isolated, scared to go out the front door. They've been glued to the TV, to the Xbox, to the iPhone, glued 24/7 a day. And you think this is cute, and you think that it's okay for your child to do that. It's destroying their mind. It's destroying their personality. It's destroying their self-esteem. It's destroying their motivation. It's destroying who they are. What will they do? You busy at church. Come on, I got to go praise Jesus today. And you force the child to come to church with you. You force the child. And the child is saying, no, Mom, I don't want to go to church. I don't like church. Well, you got to get up out of here. You're going to love my Jesus if you live up in this house. What kind of statement is that? That's abuse. That is abuse. You're going to love my Jesus or you ain't going to live up in here. You going to church every Sunday, whether you like it or not. Abuse. That's what it is. Mental abuse. Emotional abuse. You cannot make a child love church, love Jesus, just because you love him. That's not righteous. That's not right. Then don't give me that scripture, train up a child in the way they should go. Now, I'm going to read that tonight and break it down and show you what that scripture is all about, because you don't even know what it's all about. And when he get to church, what are you going to do? Look at all them hypocrites up in there? I'm talking about these little boys and these little girls that's being forced to go to Christian churches, that's being forced to go to Hebrew Israelite churches and ministries. And Mars and all the rest of them. Forced. They are people. They have a right. They have a right to feel, to think, to express how they feel as people, whether they're young or old. They have a right to feel the way that they want to feel. If they don't want to go to church, you don't have to go to church, Bob. You don't have to go, Billy. That's just neglect. Your mama did it to you. You're going to do it to your child, your children. It just go on and on and on and on and on. And that's why you got mass shooting. And that's why you got the jails running over with our children at 14, 12. 13, 19, 22, they don't went crazy. The kids are going crazy. They are going nuts. ADHD, bipolar. That's just titles that the doctors put on the children. That's just titles. Medical diagnosis, I call it. No. The child been neglected by their mama, by their daddy, by their Sunday school teacher, by their pastor, by their teacher, by their friends. You read on the news when a little girl went to stay or the house or the little, she thought the little girl was her best friend. This goes on so many times. She go over there, spend the night. Next thing you know, she end up dead. They set the little girl or the little boy up to come to spend the night at their house or go out to a little park or somewhere with them, and then they kill them or beat them up. No. What will our kids do without direction? You have not given them direction. You have not given them direction. Going to school is no direction. That's no direction for a child. Going to church is no direction for a child. Why? Because the church destroyed a child. They destroy adults too. You know how many adults grown up in the church at 3 years old all the way up to 60 now? They are destroyed as people. Destroyed. They've been so conditioned and so programmed that they don't even know their own self. They've been programmed to love Jesus and not their own self. Talk for Kids Radio Channel, 515-605-9790. They are in trouble. Let's go to a scripture right now. In the book of Psalms 78, verse 1 through 8. Yes, I believe in God. But when I was a child, I went to church because I was so sad. I was so depressed. I was so lost. I was so confused. I was so everything. No help from no one. Can y'all hear me? Can y'all hear me, people? No help from absolutely one person in this earth. And you wonder why the children shooting up stores and shooting up this and carrying guns and doing this and doing drugs and doing this and gay and lesbians and all kind of stuff. You wonder why? Because they don't feel no love and they don't feel no support and they don't feel that nobody give a damn about them. And it's true. Because I felt the same thing growing up. No, the church didn't help me. The church didn't change me. The church didn't do nothing for me. Just like it ain't doing nothing for you today. You just believe that it is. You just think that it is. You know how many pastors rape kids, child molesters, homosexuals? Your child is not safe nowhere. You know how many? Thousands of them people. Thousands. Why? Because that pastor and that bishop and that elder and that minister and all them people, they've been through childhood abuse also. They don't know how to love. They don't know how to express. They don't know how to make you feel like you somebody sitting up in their sanctuary. Psalm 78, 1 through 8. Yeah, I know I ain't going to get no calls. And if I do get a call on Talk for Kids Radio Time, it'll be that one person or that two person or that three person that understand that it's not about them, but it's about our young people, helping them, talking about what we can do as a people, as a group, as parents. Stop trusting people with our kids to teach them things that we're supposed to be teaching them and showing them. Y'all black people got it bad. You can't wait till your child go to school. You can't wait till your child go over Billy's house and Boo Boo them house to get away from you. death. So many narcissist parents. So many narcissists. You're a narcissist and you're teaching your child how to be a narcissist. No feeling. That's a narcissist. No emotion. No expression. Yes. Psalm 78, 1 through 8. This is a radio channel for children, talk for kids. There's so many kids in the graveyard right now. Millions of children are in the graveyard. That's so many. And you people still haven't said nothing. And you people still haven't done nothing. They took their life, committed suicide, jumped off a building, jumped off a bridge to get the world's attention so the world will see. So the world will actually see and the world will actually know. They use their own lives as an example. But you people still don't want to talk about it. Yes, they killing themselves. John was 6 years old. He hung himself in the closet. Pam was 15. She took a gun and shot her head, her brains out. Yes. And you got grown people that have grown up. That have grown up being raised by narcissist moms and dads. Or just a narcissist mom. Most children don't even have a dad in the house. Most. They grow up. Millionaires, billionaires. Jump off buildings and commit suicide. Why? Why? Nobody, nobody ever, ever, ever reached out to that little boy and that little girl to help them, to make them feel like they were somebody, to understand what they were feeling and what they went through growing up. Nobody ever expressed or kids. So they grow up and they become billionaires and millionaires and wealthy. But they're not happy. They're miserable. They are miserable. You got so many miserable men and women today. Miserable. Miserable. And don't want to talk about their miserable life. Too shame, too fearful, too afraid, want to live in that darkness, want to live in that shadow of death till it destroys you. That's why the billionaire and the millionaire jump off the building. The New York Tower over there, high rise, $1 million a month apartment, jump off the top of it. Uh-huh, yeah. Talk for Kids radio channel. Psalm 78, verse 1 through 8. Give ear, O my people. Do y'all hear what God say? Give ear, O my people, to my law. My law. He didn't say nothing about school, education, church, none of that. Give ear to my law. You wonder why the whole world it's destroyed and messed up, and the kids don't know if they're going or coming, and they're just going crazy. They losing their mind. So, okay, oh, my God. Give ear to my law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. Incline your ears, people, to the words of God the Father, the God of Israel, mouth. He's talking. He's talking. He's talking. He want to talk to the children, but you stick them up in some church called Christianity. Christianity ain't got nothing to do with the law. Christianity ain't got nothing to do with what's in the Bible. Believe me, nothing at all. They don't teach the law in Christianity. So your children's not learning anything. They don't teach the law in your school system. Matter of fact, they took the Ten Commandments out of the school. When I was a little girl, they took it out of school. Why? Because they don't want you to have nothing to do with God, the real God, you or your children. Give ear to my law, people. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable, and I will utter dark sayings of old. Verse 3 of Psalm 78, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. See, back then in the ancient times, Jacob, Abraham, and Isaac and all of them, they was good men. They taught their kids the law. They taught their kids about the God of Israel. They taught their kids what was right, what was wrong, how to be wealthy, how to be successful. No, they didn't have to go to school. No. It's just a piece of paper with some program that they don't taught you and your children to learn. But it don't got nothing to do with the God of Israel law at all. Listen, which we have heard and know, and our fathers have told us. What does my father tell me growing up? Absolutely nothing. What did your father tell you growing up? Absolutely nothing. What did I tell my sons growing up? Absolutely nothing. Go to school. Get an education. Absolutely nothing. Go to church. Absolutely nothing. Your father's somewhere on drugs. The young people, the kids' fathers, they somewhere on drugs. Crack, up in a jailhouse. They got 30 years without parole. Yeah. We don't have no fathers. We never had no fathers. Not on this side of the earth, but in ancient times, it was real fathers. Where your father at? Somewhere shooting dope up his arm. Somewhere being a homosexual. Somewhere being a pedophile. Somewhere chasing up some woman, some man's wife. Loving himself. And don't give a damn about his kid. Yes, I know. I'm from the ghetto. I'm from the hood. I know what's going on. We don't have no fathers. I know so many men and women that grow up without fathers. I know so many children today, kids, young and old, growing up without fathers. And I say again, the ones that's in the household, they too busy watching football. They too busy going to work. They too busy watching TV. They ain't got time for their children. The children are empty, sad and lonely and depressed and miserable and broken and isolated and confused. And that's why they want to end their life, and that's why they want to kill everybody in the house. Because everybody in the house have overlooked them. Yeah, I read in the news today. The man was riding a black brother. Let me show you the fathers what the Bible says. The fathers supposed to teach the children and give the children the words of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. But because they don't have none and they don't know nothing, I read in the news, the black man and a black woman, young, riding down the street with three kids in the back of the car. They're three children. They get in an argument. The black man hit the woman in the eye, punched her in the eye in front of their children now. This is the kind of stuff go on in front of children. Emotional abuse. When a child sees that daddy hit it up on the mama, do you know what that do to a child? Do you know what that do to a child when they see the mama and the daddy arguing and fussing and fighting and want to kill each other and hurt each other? Do you know what that do to a child? It destroys the child. So they riding down the street in the car. He punched her in the eye. Then he took his gun. He hit her or something. She jumped out the car. Now, no, the kid, three kids is in the back watching all of this. The mama jumped out the car trying to get away from the black man. He chased her down with his gun in his hand and shot her 20 times in front of the children. So you trying to tell me we don't need this radio channel talk for kids? We need it. And we got to have it. And if you people don't call in, you parents, God will judge you parents. He will judge you parents. Believe what I'm telling you. Because he the one told me to set this channel up for children. Shot her 20 times in front of the kid. How can a man shoot? How can a man shoot the mama of his three kids 20 times, man? 20. Not one, not two, 20. In front of the children. And it all started because he showed the children some kind of picture or something on his phone that the mom said it was indecent for him to do, to show their children that. So because the mom said that to him, he got mad and punched her in the face. She ran and he shot her 20 times. And then the kid said in the news, Please don't kill my mom or stop shooting her. Do y'all know what this is going to do to them three kids? Yeah. Yes, I know. I know. They'll be the next Charles Manson. Mm-hmm. They'll be the next one of them people going up in that stores doing mass shoots. I'm telling you what's going on here, people. So we don't have no father. We don't have a father. You go out in the neighborhood and hood and talk to all the black people that you see walking down the street. Some white ones too. Pink ones, purple, don't matter. Ask them, did they have a father growing up in their house? And I guarantee you most of them say, no, no, no. And the Bible says right here, the father must give the words and teach the law to the children. Look what it say now. Psalm 78, verse 4. We will not hide from them for their children. We will not hide them from their children. We will not hide the law. That's what Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob said. We will not hide the law from our children. But your sister have hid the law of God and your churches. You don't even know what the law is. You don't even know what it's all about. Your kids don't know. And that's why they're so lost and confused and don't have no direction, no understanding, no knowledge, no wisdom. All they know how to do is go get an Xbox and some Jordans and all the rest of the stuff that they're doing. That's not getting them nowhere. We will not hide the law from them. From their children, showing to the generation to come the praises of a higher and his strength and his wonderful works that he have done. For he have established a testimony in Jacob. Yes, Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children. That's Psalms 78, verse 5. Make them known to their children. And all your churches, and all your pulpits, and all your mosques, and all your schools, and all your education systems, and all your everywhere that you go, don't teach nothing about the law. We must make it known to the generation to come. That's what the Bible says. So I don't know what Bible you reading, Bishop. I don't know what Bible you reading, Pastor. I don't know what Bible you reading, Minister. I don't know what Bible y'all are reading. But the one that you are reading, you ain't getting nothing out of it. Because all your school, your Sunday school students, all the little children that come in and out of your church doors on Sunday and Bible night, miserable. So very miserable. Yes. Why? Because you're not teaching them the law. Matter of fact, the Christian church said the law is gone away and it's dead. It's done. It's no good. You don't have to teach it no more. Wow. You destroying generations. You are destroying generations of young people. Generations. after generation after generation after generation are being destroyed. The jails are so very full. The youth homes are so very full. The juvenile system is so very full. The foster care system is so very full of our children. The mental institutions are so very full. Because you parents have not taught the kids the law. And the law is not what you think. It ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. It got everything to do with precepts. It have everything to do with understanding. It have everything to do with knowledge. It have everything to do with wisdom. It have everything to do with what pertains to this life. That's what the law is all about. But you've been taught not to teach it. So generations of children, of young people, are being destroyed right now, today. Talk for Kids radio channel. Verse 6 of Psalm 78. Yeah, I love children. You know why I love them? Because I never had nobody love me growing up. That's why I love them. That's why I have passion and empathy for young people. Because I know how important it is for a child to feel love, support, comfort. I know how important that is. To feel good when you're sitting up in a schoolroom. I know how important it is when you're around your friends or people that say they're your friends, that you feel good being around them. You're not sad and broken and lost and confused. I love children. I love them so much that I had to make this radio channel for them. That's how much I love children. They're beautiful. They are beautiful. They're the most beautiful creation on this earth, children. God loves children so very much. Yes, I love them. But do you love them? Next verse. Verse 6 of Psalm 78. We're going to take it all the way to verse 8. That the generation to come. Let me read verse 5 again. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make known to their children. Make known to their children. I can go in the room right now with a brother that's here with me. He was raised in the Christian church. About 50-some years of his life or longer. And I can ask him a question. Did your pastor ever teach you the law? Did your Sunday school teacher ever teach you the law of God? Did your mama ever teach you the law of God? He didn't have no father. He said he only seen his father once or twice. Yeah. So, yeah, I can ask him. He's going to say no. I didn't have no father either. My father was a drunk. Just like my mama was a drunk. No, I didn't have no mama or father to direct me, to teach me the law, to show me nothing. You know what they showed me? How to go get some alcohol and drink it. That's why I started drinking when I was 6 years old. 5. Yeah. Yes. how to mistreat your children if you ever have children, how to neglect your children. When you get older, you're going to neglect your children like we neglected you. That's what they taught me. And that's what generations of young people are being taught today. The same thing your daddy, your mom, and grandma and all them was taught. Yes, people. But he established the law in Jacob, that the generation to come. So he told Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to teach the kids the law. Show the kids the law. Teach them what I want them to do. Moses, teach them, show them. For the generations to come, which this is our generation now. We here. They generation already gone. That the generation to come might know them. Know what? Them. Know the law. Know the precepts. Know the statutes. Know the rules. Know the guidelines. Know the know what they're supposed to know to have a healthy, beautiful, happy, wholesome life. That's what the law is all about. Teaching you how to have a healthy, beautiful, happy, wholesome, wealthy, wonderful life. And that's why all our children and kids are so very miserable today. Because no one, when I say no one, I say no one is teaching them the law. Oh, the Hebrew Israelites, they call themselves teaching the law. They call themselves teaching their children the law. They teaching them to love Jesus, love the Most High. Same old stuff the Christian church teaches, just with a different spin on it. They ain't teaching the people the law, the kids. Them Hebrew Israelite kids, they miserable. All they do the same thing that you know that the Christian church kids do today. Go to church, sit up there, listen to the bishop, sit up there, listen to the pastor for about an hour, 2 hours. Hebrew Israelite, same thing. They just sit there like they dummies. They treat the kids in the ministries like they are dummies. And that's why they feel like dummies, because they treat them like they dummies, like they just got to sit there and do nothing and say nothing and be nothing. Like they dummies. They've been treated like dummies. And that's why they're dumb today. You hear me? They are dumb today. Our children are dumb. They dumb. Without the law, you're going to be dumb. That's what the Bible says. If you don't read the law and practice and study and understand the precepts and what God the Father, the Creator, wants, you will be a dummy. They so dumb, our children. Oh, yeah, little Toto, oh, yeah, he went to school, and, yeah, he in college already at 16. Y'all think that's something to be happy that your child is in college at 16? That's nothing. What is college? Please tell me, what is college, parents? Nothing but a curricula, something that they're going to program them to do, to be nothing but go work at a little slave job somewhere for $15 an hour. Of $20 an hour, whatever it is. What is college going to do? Make them more dumber than they already dumb, because you didn't teach them the law. Only the law can give you the answers and the directions to this life. It's the keys. It's the principles of life. Without them, you are absolutely dumb. You are absolutely confused. You are absolutely lost. You absolutely don't know what to do with yourself and with your life. No direction. What will our kids do without direction? They in trouble. You can see that they in trouble. They in trouble. They don't got no system set up in place to help children. All they doing is sticking them in prison, sticking them in jail, sticking them in youth home, sticking them in here, sticking them in there. That's all they doing. Why? Because the white folks don't care about our children. You must love and care about your own child. Stop putting your child in the hand of a white man or a white woman to teach them. Ain't no white people never supposed to teach us nothing. We way smarter than white folks. And I'm not prejudiced. I'm just telling you the truth. We are smarter. Why? Because we are Jacob, Yaakov in the earth. That's why our kids, yeah, can graduate at 10 years old. And they're already in college at 12. Because they too smart. But the college going to make them dumb and stupid, just like they made us dumb and stupid. Going there, get a little certificate and staying there 2-3 years. You got to pay for all of that. And you're going to get a little job and you're going to buy your house and a car. And please, dumb. Dumb. Your pastor's dumb, all of them. All of them. They don't know nothing. Y'all think T.D. Jakes so smart. He ain't talking about nothing but the same old stuff. The same old stuff. The only reason he got where he is because he robbing black folks and white folks and pink folks to get where he is. It ain't got nothing to do with knowledge. That he got millions of dollars. It don't have nothing to do with knowledge at all. Not at all, people. They have everything to do with a motivational speech to make you think and feel like this man got some knowledge or he's saying something. He ain't saying nothing because he don't teach the law. So he dumb. All of them. Verse 6. It says, please hide up. For he established the testimony that the generation to come might know them, the law, even the children which should be born, who shall arise and declare them to their children. I'm reading Psalm 78, verse 6. That the generation to come might know them, the law, even the children which should be born. You got all these babies being born today that no one is teaching them the law. No one. And I mean absolutely no. Hebrew Israelites, please, sit down. Some people read the New Testament so much. Call themselves Hebrews and Hebrew Israelite elders. They read the New Testament so much. My God, my God. I don't even know how people that even continue to follow them people, them brothers, them elders. They say the New Testament so much. They ain't teaching you the law. If you was being taught the law, you'll have love for one another. Real love. Not that false, fake, phony talk stuff. Real. Love is part of the precepts and the understanding of the law and the teaching of the law. So all the children that will be born in this earth, we must teach them the law. Start as babies. When they're old enough to say, Dad, Dad, Mama, you start opening up their Bible, putting it in. I ain't talking about no Jesus and all. I don't even believe in that. Yeah, I used to be a pastor. I know about it. And I don't believe in that no more. All I need is the law of the God of Israel. When they start saying, Mama, Dad, Dad, I want some water, I want this, you put the Bible, the law in front of them and sit them down and teach them. Show them what's right. Show them what's wrong. Show them what's good. Show them what's not good. Show them happiness. Show them joy. Show them who they're supposed to marry. Show them who they're supposed to be. All of it is in the law. And that's why our kids are so confused. They don't know if they're a man, a little boy, or a little girl. They confused because no one ever told them who they was and what they are. So they confused. Am I a girl or a boy? And without daddies in the house, that makes it more worse. They all in jail, prison, drugged out, ganged out, all kind of out. Crazy, everything gone. Narcissists, everything gone. The men are gone. They absolutely gone. I read in the news today that it was a daycare worker, him and his wife. Let me show you how gone this generation is because we have not taught them the law. Daycare worker, him and his wife, they was over a nursing home. They own, not a nursing home, sorry, a child care facility. Him and the man and the wife, they run it together. They got the man in jail right now on 19 counts of child molestation. They got 19 children, little children now, 6-7-year-old kids, able to talk. 19 kids. Two of them already told the police, yeah. He had me sitting up in the front, talking about the hustle. He had me sitting up in the front of the van, feeling on me, showing me his private and all of that. And told me not to tell nobody. See, these are the kind of people that you put in trust with your children. With your children. Crazy pedophiles, narcissists, psychopaths, mental ill, wicked and evil, perverted people. He in jail right now. Oh, they got about 19 more kids getting ready to testify about him molesting them when they was in his care at the nurse at the child care facility. The wife got so mad, they went to a hotel, she pulled out her gun, the news say, and she shot her own husband. Cause she didn't know, or she did know, I don't know. But she shot him. I guess she couldn't believe it, what was being said by the children about him. You don't know these people. This is a man that grew up in a wicked and evil household. He was molested. He was raped. He was child abused. He was neglected. You got these people like this. So much. You rather stick them in a nurse, or you rather stick them in a child care facility so you can go to work. You destroy your own children, parents. You are destroying your own children. Yes, you are. You have destroyed them. Ain't no need you crying now. Because Betty and Bob and them don't want to live no more. Because their life is so miserable living in your household with them. Yeah, they was missed. You didn't see the misery? You didn't see the misery that Miss America went through? That she had to jump off her own high-rise apartment building to suicide, to kill herself? You didn't see the misery that that young woman had? No, you didn't see it. It started from when she was a child all the way up until when she wanted to end her own life. Yes. No, you didn't see the misery. All you saw is a smile and, you know, wanting her to look good and pretty for you, and she didn't feel pretty inside. And right now today, she's just another dead figure that's been cast down in the earth that no one wants to address. Why did this woman take her own life? You want to hide behind the shadows, pants. You want to hide behind your pride. You want to hide behind the fact that you did all you can do. No, you didn't do all you can do. You did what you wanted to do for your children. Growing up, now they grown. Now they pedophiles and rapists and child molesters and all of that. I'm getting ready to go now. Talk for Kids Radio Challenge. 515-605-9790. Guest call in number. It says here, I'm still on Psalm 78, verse 6, that the generation to come might know them, even the children which should be born. Who should arise and declare them to their children? Who is going to arise in this earth? What pastor, what bishop, what Sunday school teacher, what teacher or educator, what parent, who is going to arise and teach the law to their children? Absolutely nobody. Absolutely nobody. Oh, the Hebrew Israelites, they teach y'all don't eat pork. Don't eat shrimp, crab, and lobster. What else they teach? Oh, keep the holy days. What else they teach? That's about it that I can see. Call him Most High. Call him Most High. Call him Yahweh. Call him YHWH. Call him Yah. That's all I can see. I don't see nothing else that they really teach it concerning the law. No. Who will arise in this generation and teach their children the law and declare them to their children? Verse 7, that they might set their hope in God. The only way that our young people, our kids, our children gonna have hope in God is that we teach them the law. That's the only way. Church will never do it. They don't have no hope in God when they go to Christian church, raised up in church and all. They don't have no hope. You know what hope they have? In their pastor. I come here to talk real tonight. For their, not hope in God, but they got hope in that man or that woman that's standing up before them. Why? Because that man or that woman don't teach them the law. The only way you're going to ever have hope in God, the God of Israel, Ahayah is his name, that you teach the law. You must understand the law to teach the law. Who will declare it to this generation? The law of God. Not the God of the Christian church. The God of Israel. The God of Jacob. The God of Abraham and Isaac. That God is only one. That's where your hope gonna come. And that's why everybody's hopeless in this earth. And that's why the man can rape his little children at the care facility. And the man can shoot his girlfriend 20 times in front of the kids. And the little boy can stab his mama and his granddaddy and them to death. And a young black man can stab his mama 80 times and then turn around and slice her throat. Who will arise? The Bible says. God is looking for someone to arise. The God of Israel. Yeah, he's going to judge you, parents. You have heavy judgment before you. Heavy. You pastors, all y'all. Heavy judgment. Heavy judgment. Because it's right here in the Bible what you're supposed to be doing and you're not doing it. Because you want to believe what some man saying talk to you to do. Because you got hope in a man and not in God because you don't know the law. Yeah. That's what's wrong with our kids. They don't know nothing about God, not the real God. They heard about Jesus. He's false. That's just a statue and a figure that they paint. He's not real. How can the Son of God be white when he come from Africa? Could you please tell me that? I need anybody to. How could the Son of God be white? A white, and don't tell me you don't believe in the picture and you don't believe in the image. Who else is you worshiping then? That's what they gave you. They gave you his picture. They gave you his image. They call him Jesus. You can't tell me, oh, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in no image. Yeah, you do. Because that's who Jesus is. A white figure and a white image, a statue. How can the real Son of God come from Africa, be white? That's not dumb and foolish and ignorant. Oh, he all colors. No, 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 no. No, he's not all colors. He come from Africa. He's one color, black. Anything that come from Africa is black. Black is dirt that they might. And I'm going to get off of this and go to my last Bible verse precept. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. See, the kids must set their hope in God. They don't have no hope. They are hopeless, helpless, unhappy, unsatisfied, miserable, broken, lost, sad, destroyed. They don't have no hope. That's why they're doing mass shootings, going up in Walmart, grocery stores, schoolhouses, shoot everything up. They don't have no hope in God, because the God that you have taught your children was false. He was false. They can't find that God. They can't hear that God. That God don't even talk. How can a statue talk? Jesus can't talk. He's a statue. They lost. Lost. They growed up. Lost. Lost. No direction. No personality. No spirit. No love. No joy. No nothing. Some terrible places they call schools. Terrible places they call schools. Yeah, y'all can get on here and tell me whatever you want to say. They terrible places. They are places of condemnation. Schools is where children go to be condemned. Some make it out and some don't make it out. I know I had to drop out of school when I was in the ninth grade. I couldn't take it no more. I was being so condemned. So condemned. I mean, from a little girl all the way up to high school. Going to school was the most miserable experience of my life. Of my life. I hated that place. I hated that place. But I hated it so very bad. And all my mama could say, girl, get up here and go to school. You got to go to school. Hated that place. Hated. I was so bullied. Oh, my God. I was so bullied in that place. It was so many times, people, I just wanted to take my own life. And I'm being honest. So many days, I just wanted to just not live no more. Gave me low self-esteem. I grew up with low self-esteem. Low self-esteem. Fearful. Because these people had tormented me all my life going to that wicked place that they call schools, where you get condemned to death. No self-esteem, no hope, lost, confused, broken, destroyed, sad, miserable, lonely, rejection. Yeah. I will speak for the young people today. You know how bad the devil fought me? That I wouldn't make this radio channel a reality. He fought me so very hard. Both of my phones broke down. All kind of stuff he did. Fought me hard. But I'm here tonight. Because I fought my way through it to make it a reality. To dedicate this radio channel to all the children all over the world that's being molested, that's being raped, that's being neglected, that's in jail and don't even know why they're in jail. They did something because they was confused and didn't know why they did what they was doing. I dedicate this radio channel to them. The ones got shot up in mass shootings in school for some angry little boy or some angry young man went up in the building because he thought about what they did to him growing up in a school. And he wanted to make everybody else's life miserable because he was miserable. I dedicate this to them, this radio channel. All the kids that have committed suicide because they felt like they couldn't make it no more. All the children that's been raped. All the children that's out there walking the streets with prostitution. Lesbians, homosexuals don't want to be homosexual, but because somebody raped them, they homosexuals. Because somebody raped them and did something to them when they was children. The prostitutes that's walking up and down the street right now at 13, 12, 10 years old, 15, 16 years old, walking up down the street trying to get some money because they've been taught that it's okay for them to be prostitutes. That's what my mama taught me. It was okay for me to be a prostitute. Make that money. Any way you can make that money, make that money. That's what I was taught. Any way you can make that money, make that money. Whether it's robbing, stealing, prostituting, whatever you got to do, make that money. I dedicate this Talk for Kids radio channel to you tonight. All the ones in the foster homes that's being molested, raped, and neglected. This is for you tonight. All the ones that's in the jails, in the mental illness institutions. This is for you tonight. See, verse 7 say, I don't know if they cut me off. I don't even know. I'm still going. I'm about to get off of here. That the generation to come might know them, even the children should be born. That they might set their hope in God and not forget the works of God. See, we must teach the children the law so they don't forget the works of God, what God have done. Not what Michael Jordan doing and Lil Wayne doing and Beyonce and all of these people and all of that. Not what these people are doing, but what God have done. See, because you haven't taught them the law, or we haven't taught our children the law. I know I didn't teach my kids the law, and I regret that today. I regret that today. Now that they've grown, they feel like they can do whatever they want to do. They don't have to do nothing now, what I said. See, they must know the work of the God of Israel in this earth, what he have done, what he have created, what he wants them to do, and how and why and when and what for. They must understand the works of God. I could ask some little 15-year-old, 17-year-old right now, 10-year-old, 12, 8, who is God? God. Ain't it Jesus? That's all they're going to say. Because that's all they've been taught, and that's all they know. What have God done? I don't know. But keep that they might not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments. Keep his commandments. That's what they're supposed to be doing, our young people. That's what the whole world's supposed to be doing. Keeping his commandments. Last verse. Verse 8 of Psalm 78. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and a rebellious generation, A generation that set not their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast with the God of Israel. See, their fathers were stubborn. My father was stubborn. Your father was stubborn. Her father was stubborn. All our dads are stubborn. Stubborn. You know what the word stubborn means? They don't give a damn. That's what it means. Stubborn. Stubborn. Too good. Ain't got time. Don't be like your stubborn fathers. Yes. That rebelled against the God of Israel. And that's why the world is the way and our children is the way that it is. Rebellious and stubborn. They didn't set their heart right with God. They wasn't steadfast with God. Talking about our fathers, my father, your father, everybody's father. They stubborn, full of pride, stubborn, wicked and evil men. Yes, they are. All your pastors lead all of them. Stubborn. Last verse. Proverbs 22:6. Let's go to that. Proverbs 22:6. Yeah. Train up a child. Yeah. This is what you've been taught in the Christian church. Train up a child in the way that they should go. And when they get old, they will not depart from it. Well, guess what? The book of Proverbs ain't telling you to train up your child in no Christian church. Because God hates church. I'm talking about the God of Israel, the real God. He's not saying that. He's saying train your child up in the law. Didn't I just read it to you in Psalm 78 that the children don't have no hope in God because they haven't been taught the law? That's how you need to train your child up in the law. And when they get old, they won't be stubborn. They won't be wicked. They won't be evil. They won't be pedophiles. They won't be rapists. They won't be murderers. They won't be drug users. They won't be gays. They won't be homosexuals. They won't be prostitutes. They won't be lesbians. They won't be none of that because they've been trained up in the law and the way that they should go, the way that they should do, the things that they must do and say. And when they get old, they'll teach it to somebody else, to the next generation. But because our fathers have not trained us up in the law, we are a destroyed generation of people. That's how you train them up. Don't forsake the assembling of the church. Train them up to love Jesus. You know how many people don't commit suicide that say they love Jesus? You know how many pastors don't kill themselves saying they love Jesus? You know how many. Pastors and bishops have raped little children, little boys and little girls saying they love Jesus. You know how many pastors and preachers that do drugs, cocaine, and pills after they leave the pulpit saying they love Jesus? Yeah, people. So many. So very many. Talk for Kids radio channel. We will be back. We will be back next week, next Friday. We will be back. We will be back. If not next Friday, the following Friday. You have been listening to your host, Elisheba, Talk for Kids radio channel. What will our kids do without direction? That direction is the law of the God of Israel. They are in trouble. We'll be back next week. Talk to you later. Tuned out for now.